Care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
Our Newsmaker segment is underway right now, and we're pleased to have with us here Kelly Hine, who is Emporia State's Vice President of Admissions, Marketing, and Communications, but also a founding council member for Women for ESU. And we also have Allie Geitz, who is a founding council member and event committee chairperson. Kelly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Allie, good morning. How are you today?
Terrific. Thank you.
Good deal. Well, this is, if memory serves me correctly, this is a new group to me and maybe a new group to a lot of people, Kelly. Let's kind of talk about the history here of Women for Emporia State University.
Sure. So the idea for Women for ESU came about a year ago at this point. Bryce Spafford, who is the wife of David Spafford, Vice President and Athletics Director for Emporia State University, had seen a similar model to this at other universities. And really what it's about is about expanding women in philanthropy and creating connections for women to support Emporia State University. Of course, we're open and welcoming to everyone, but that's where it started. And really, it started off campus, which I really love that it was an initiative that was brought forward. The ESU Foundation was very welcoming and embracing that idea. And so right away, the group came, and there's about 50 members already. And so to get into Women for ESU, it's a $1,000 pledge, and that can be part of your ongoing contributions. Maybe if you're a President's Club member or something like that, you can earmark it for Women for ESU. And then if you're under 35, that fee is $500. So, and then each year, the money that is raised, the Women for ESU, people can submit applications to have their project or need brought forward to that group for consideration. And then the selection committee will pick whatever projects to go forward, and they'll be the recipients of those funds.
Okay, so this is kind of a multifaceted process. Then, are you surprised here by the Kelly, the initial reaction here to the from the community here to Women for ESU?
You know, I'm not very surprised. It's been an easy one for people to want to jump on board for. They've been anxious to jump on board and be part of it. It's a really easy sell to talk about why Women for ESU, and people really love the idea of getting to be a voice in exactly what their contributions would be going toward. And so, and Emporia State has such a great community here locally and regionally that it didn't surprise me at all. And what I've loved a lot is there's folks who are not Emporia State alumni, or they're just friends and people who really love and support Emporia State. So they've jumped right on board, and it's been really tremendous.
Outstanding. Now, you've mentioned grants in a way. Maybe you can talk a little bit about, some grant opportunities. You mentioned about the grant opportunities, but it's more mm-hmm. along the lines of what would be eligible, grant eligibility for different projects going mm-hmm. forward here through Women for ESU.
Well, they really kind of have fallen into a few different categories. You know, if it's education, campus beautification, really anything that is put forth that is a need for the university, and they can be submitted to the initiatives. Thank you. And Allie, when you and I chatted this morning, you had a few more things to say about that. Do you want to chime in there on the different eligibility for the categories?
Sure. The drive of the organization is it's a project-based organization with an initiative committee within the members. And we have had a little over 30 applicants from the campus. As Kelly mentioned, campus beautification is a potential category to receive a grant, health and wellness, high impact learning or education, and arts and culture. So these are projects anticipated to take place this year, 24-25, and of those 30 plus applicants, the initiative committee has narrowed down 8 finalists and will be selecting the recipients, which are revealed at the symposium April 6th.
Well, I guess, Allie, this is as good a time as any to talk about what is going to be taking place here for the Women for ESU Symposium April 6th, where it's going to be, and what's going to be taking place.
I'm glad you said that, because I'm very excited about the symposium. Of course, it's a project-based and event-based organization, And I have been able to be a part of planning the event, which is a symposium on April 6th in the afternoon. It's partnered with Breaking Barriers, a student-led event, which will take place in the morning. And the symposium is in the Memorial Ballroom. It's free. It's open to anyone. Largely, right now, our registrants are members of Women for ESU, students, and faculty. And we'll have a lunch at noon, partnering with the Breaking Barriers group. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll kick off the symposium with a keynote speaker, and that is Terry Cargilla. She's going to present The Path to Impact. She's joining us from Colorado. She's a business success therapist, founder of her own success center, and has a podcast, Talking with Terry, an author. I was excited to learn this. She has authored The Magic of You, and there's an opening in her book by Jack Caulfield of Chicken Soup for the Soul. So, of course, that connected with me. I love that.
Right.
And basically, she is she's an influencer. She's a success coach. And what she'll be doing at the symposium is sharing her humble beginnings, trials, early life, and how her path to overcome her insecurities. She calls it coming out of her cocoon, coming out of our cocoon. But she will challenge our attendees to take both the marathon and the sprint in your path to success and how that looks and how you can do that. And then we'll have the big reveal, which is the whole basis of our organization. The initiative grant recipients will be in attendance, and we will reveal whom receives that $45,000 divided up amongst finalists.
That is an impressive total for 1 year of being basically, essentially being a startup organization on campus. That is an impressive total. What has you, and I've kind of asked this of Kelly, but I'm going to bring her back into the conversation. What has you not only excited about the symposium, but the initial reaction here to Women for ESU as, A, just because of the symposium that's coming up, but B, that total, which can be passed out in a range of different projects coming up?
The $45,000 is an annual gift, or it's an annual awarding to initiatives, and it's based on our membership. So with approximately 50 members, that was what we were able to, or will be able to award on April 6th. But the organization and kind of background about that, Kelly said she wasn't surprised by the response. When I first talked to Brianna a little bit and other women on campus about the possibility of the organization, empowering women, connecting with students, of course, you know, that pulled at my heartstrings. But the thing that really sold me that I had to be part of this and can't pass it up was the project base, to be able to actually see who on campus is receiving this funding and what they're doing with it, to see it in action, to know that you get to do it every year, and the depth of just knowing what you're working toward. And for me, having an event, having a theme, I was all about that. That's definitely in my wheelhouse.
Kelly, you're shaking your head. You're nodding here. I'm assuming that resonates with you too.
Absolutely. I think it's just, it's been so fun having people just jump right on board. Very few questions asked. It's kind of a yes, absolutely, I support that. I'm going to jump on board. And it's been so much fun. And like Allie said, I'm really excited for the student groups or faculty groups who are going to be recipients of these grants and exactly what they're going to do to get them going and keep all the great things at Emporia State moving right along.
Now, Allie, is this reserved here, the symposium, is it reserved for Women for ESU members or for Emporia State students, or can other people in the community come in and be part of this?
That's a great question. Kelly will speak to how to register or how to become a member of Women for ESU, but it is by no means just for women in the organization. The keynote speaker, the reveal, the idea of how these initiatives will take shape is free and open to the public, beginning with a noon lunch, and then our symposium will be about 1 to 4 or so. And so, for example, I'm a member of Women for ESU, but I really want to see my daughter, who's 13, be able to hear the keynote speaker, see a little bit more about campus life, and imagine how, you know, as she goes into high school years and plans for college, what that could look like for her on campus as a college student. And I think that Kelly may be bringing a guest as well.
Yep, my daughter Hallie's also going to be tagging along nice. For the day. And if people would like to register for the event, they can go to emporia.edu/womenforesu. That is the same place where you go if you are interested in becoming a member. We take memberships all year long, so you can sign up there for that as well. And then the folks at the foundation are always on hand to answer any questions about how to make your gift designated toward Women for ESU.
Okay, I have one more question here for you ladies here before we wrap things up. And again, remind folks here about the symposium coming up here in early April. And it's basically, you know, one of the things that comes to my mind, which we haven't discussed, is the opportunities here for networking, really amongst, you know, Women for ESU members, but also now with the membership and the students, and the opportunities maybe for mentoring that come mm-hmm. up. And Kelly, I wanted you to start us off on that conversation point.
Yeah, sure. I think that, you know, that's an incredible point about, you know, mentoring of young professionals and upcoming young professionals, I think, is really critical. And to put women who have had some experience out in the workplace or just with life experiences who can provide some support and guidance for students, I think is a really exciting opportunity and something that I hope that our students do take advantage of. And then just with each other, when Allie and I were talking this morning, Allie and I went to school together and we're roommates. And, you know, of course, we see each other around town. But it's been really fun to be able to be more connected through Women for ESU. And so there are a lot of different connection points through Women for ESU. And I think that's one of the unintended but wonderful consequences of the group.
Allie, what's your thoughts on that?
The word connections and collaboration and networking. Terry Cartula, the keynote speaker, she mentioned something in some of her publishing. If you're thinking about approaching maybe for a job, an interview, an ask for the initiative, instead of thinking it as a cold call, remember that none of us are really strangers, and she calls it a connection call. And so just really putting yourself, connecting with those people and becoming part of something or working toward your goal and making that a realization.
Outstanding. Allie, anything else you wanted to add before we close things down and remind folks about the symposium?
Well, we anticipate about 50 registrants and attendees this year, we're hoping for. And Terry mentioned whether it's 50 or 500. And as we plan for this year and reflect on how the symposium will go, we're thinking about next year, 2025. And I think it could be a 500 attending event. So I want you to stay tuned for the future as well.
Good deal. How about you, Kelly? Anything else you wanted to add this morning?
I think it's just a great opportunity to spend a Saturday afternoon and get a little bit of inspiration if that's what you're looking for. And it's going to be a great event. So join us. We'd love to have you and get registered at emporia.edu/womenforesu.
Again, the symposium's coming up April 6th. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us here this morning.
Thank you.
And Allie, thanks so much for joining us here. Best of luck here as Women for ESU gets started and getting ready for the symposium here in just a couple of weeks.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
That's Allie Geitz, Women for ESU.